So we're holding Daf Beis, Omid Aleph, the bottom of the Omid. Just chazer very quickly, Voshteta. We're dashing one posuk. There's a posuk in the end of Parashat Tzav. The posuk says as follows. There was Hakomas HaMishkan. The eighth day Hakomas HaMishkan was Shmini L'Miluim. The first 7 days, Moshe was Maimit, the Mishkan put it down, Soisrit. But the main thing is Aaron Uvonov had to be Nifrash. The posuk says clearly. For 7 days, that to be in the oil moyed. Seven days, that to be there. Then the pasuk says, "Kasha osa b'yom hazeh," just like shivas yomei miluim for 7 days, that to stay in the oil moyed. Arnu vonov, tziva Hashem lasis lechaper aleichem. So tziva, Hashem was mitzava. We have a Kabbalah, the word tziva, to something else. We'll see in the Gemara. Tziva Hashem, lasois l'chaper aleichem. There's an additional word, lasois, even the pshut shemikra. It's lasois, to do l'chaper aleichem. It could be going on this, but we dashen, lasois is referring to, just like Shiva Simei Bloom, also pora, the ma'isa pora, the coin that was Isaac in the pora aduma, had to have shiva yomim of prisha, separated, sequestered, placed in the lishka, and lechaper aleichem. When it comes to kapora, when it comes to Yom Kippurim, shivas Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippurim. So this is the makor that we have by Yom Kippur, and by Ma'ase Pora, you have a shivas yomim of afrosha. So that was the Mishnah said. That's what the Mishnah started off. Shivas yomim kippurim Yom Kippurim, mafrishin kor gomi beisa lishka by hedrin. He was mafrishim and lishka by hedrin. Umaskin lekoyin achetachtov. Besides being mafrishim, there's an additional din, you have to have another koyin. Why? Shema Yerub Psul, case of Psul, be a carry, you can't do the avoider. Rabbi Yudah says an additional takona, af ishachaz maskin loy, because by the parsha of Yom Kippur, discussing Yom Kippur, it says, v'chipe ba'adah ba'ad beisoy, beisoy zi ishtoy. So you have to have another wife. He might be married with a wife, he has to be married, but his wife might die. So you need to have a kiyam din of kippe ba'ad beisoy. Omu loy, Chomet said, ein ledov asoyf. That was the Mishnah. Then the Gemara said the Mishnah in Poro state the Tzveite Din of Prisha, which is Shivas Yom Koyim Shevis Aporo, Mafrishin Koyin Shevis Aporo, the Mafreshim. Where did they place him? Not in Pahedrin. They placed him in the Pnei Abira, Tzafonim Mizrocha, Belishka Beis Evanois and Nikris. Tzafonim Mizrocha because the Chatos.
It wasn't the Beis Hamikdash.
Yes, oh, very good. This was not in Beis Hamikdash. This was out of the Azorah. In the Beis Hamikdash, out of the Azorah. Now, this was called a place that was Tzafonim Mizrocha because Tzafon, because it's a Chatos. Chatz has to be b'tzofen. Mizrocha, because the Zrika Saddam, Zazor Saddam, is also towards Oil Moyed. So they placed him in that lishka. Beis Evan, Oysa Nikos, was called Beis Evan. Why Beis Evan? Because since they were makel by Por Aduma, that they said that a Tumas, Herev, Erev Shemesh, you don't need to have Shemesh, as long as you're Tful Yoim, Lafukit Tzdukim, they were Metame B'Yadayim, or they made sure Tumid Rabbonon. So because of that, they were Machmen other things. Especially, they only used Kleg, Klavonim, then Ametame. Lohitim Limshat Tzdukim. Because they said Herav Shemesh is enough. And then the Gemara says, why Tzofonim is Rocha? Because it's all the Chatos, like we said, Chatos needs Tzofon, so it's a din, Chatos has to be Lishmo. It says, Anoich Pnei El Moed, the Zrik Da Zoas from Har Moshka, and Har Zesim has to be El Moed. So we are also, the Lishka was Tzofonim is Rocha, so it should be a Heker. What's the Bira? Machloikas, either it's in Mokam Bahar Bayis, or Bira Shmoy, or the Gansa Mikdash is called the Bira. Now the Gemara says, Menani Mili. That's basically what we got up to. Menani Mili, what's the Makar that's signed by Por Aduma? And Tzabe Yom Kippur, you have to have a Prisha Shiva. Om Rabbi Nyuma Bachilkum, Rabbi Chassi, Rabbi Idom, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Kor, Kashi, Tzosa B'yem Hazeh, Tziva Shem Lasa L'chapra Leichem. This Pasuk, in by Parash Miluim. Lasa is Elu Maise Pora. So Pora has to have Afrosh for 7 days. L'chapra Elu Maise Yom Kippurim. The Doris Kapora needs Maise Kippurim 7 days. Bishle Mikulu Kobe Pora Lo Mitukim. It doesn't make sense that the Pasuk is only talking about Pora, because L'chapra Ksiv, Pora Labas Kapori. So Avada can't be talking about only Pora. Maybe the whole pasuk is talking about Yom Kippur. So, Ibazoi, you don't know anything about Por Aduma. It says Lechaper. Zok Dumora, Amri, Yalef Tziva Tziva. Now we have a Gzer Shova. Besides Lasis and Lechaper, it's Gzer Shova Tziva. Ksiva, Ocha Tziva Hashem Lasis. It says by Miluim, it says Tziva. Uksiva Hosom by Pora. It says Zois Chukzatorash Tziva Hashem Lemor. So, Tziva Tziva. Mal Halom Pora, just like Chukas HaTorah is talking about Parash Pora, Afkan Pora. So the Tziva is Megala, that Avada Lasis is referring to Pora, and not referring to Kulu B'Yom Kippurim Ksiv. Rebbe Eli asked a good kasha, what's the Havmin of Kulu B'Yom Kippurim? What are you going to do with Lasis? Why do you need all these drushes? So Tziva says, you would say it's going on Karbonos also. But we'll see, again, that's going to be part of the next Shachar V'Tayyar. But a Kaponim right now tomorrow is saying, it can't be Kula Kor B'Yom Kippurim. Why can't it be Kula Kor B'Yom Kippurim? Because it's the Gzeir Shavah that we have, Tziva Tziva, that Tziva telling me that it's going on Pora. So Pora can't be out of the equation. Pora has to be part of the equation. Afkan Pora. Umakan Prisha, Aflalon Prisha. So now we're good.
What's the Tula made? No, the Malaham, is it two-way street or it's one-way street?
Meaning?
No, we're learning from here to the end, yet to here, or just one way?
No, it's a one-way street. So how are we learning? Miluim is the Melamed.
Malahalon Para.
The Meloshna Gemara is Lahalon and Khan. It's not like the usual. Meaning, Malahalon Para, just like Chukasateri is talking about Para, so to the Tziva of Miluim has to include Para. So Mela Las is Para, and Lachap is Yom Kippurim. The Gemara just had a Kasha. Eh, Mekulal Yom Kippurim.
Tziva is teaching that. What do you mean by Afkan Para? There's two limudim. What's the second limudim? I didn't get the.
You're saying why do you need tziva and lasis? Yeah. If tziva, no, tziva.
No. That's first kasha.
No, that's first kasha on Yom Kippur. How do you know that the parash of miluim is melamed on pora? Maybe it's going kula Yom Kippur.
Because it's tziva. I don't need the word for pora.
That's the marzat there. Tziva tziva.
No, it's malahalan pora afkan pora.
Meaning, just like the parash of pora by tziva it says pora. So to be a tziva, pora is included. Pora is part. The part of the parash has to be pora. So just like we know Miluim is Prisha, so to Pora is Prisha. So now we're good. Lasis is Pora, Lechapel is Yom Kippurim, they need a Shivas Yom Mafrosha. Just like by Miluim, there were 7 days, Aaron and Vona were separated, Shivas Yom Miluim. Frek the Gemara, Beis on the days. The Eimo, this we got up to. The Eimo, Tziva Tziva Yom Kippurim. Maybe Tziva Tziva is going on Yom Kippurim, meaning, and there's a Pasuk of Tziva by Yom Kippur too. Right? State clearly, the posuk in Yom Kippurim is v'hoisos lechem chukas en lechapar abnei Yisrael mikol chatoisom achas b'shono v'yas kasha tziva Hashem es Moshe. Now it happens to be the word tziva is after the v'yas. We might as well make that different soon. But upon him, what's your raya that it's not kula Yom Kippurim because of tziva tziva? There's a tziva tziva I can do Yom Kippur too, so maybe weiter kula Yom Kippurim. Toises is going to discuss in detail what he's going to do with the other ones. It's a cheshbon in Toises, but not for now. What are you going to do with Lasis and Lechaper if it's Kulu B'Yom Kippurim? We'll get back to that. Let's first finish the Amud. So the aim of Tzivit Tzivit Yom Kippurim, maybe it's going on Tzivit Tzivit Yom Kippurim. Dichsev Ayaz Kash Tziva Hashem is Moshe. Enter the Gemara. Don in Tziva de Lefnei Asiya, meaning by Pora it says Zois Chukas HaToyra, and then it says afterwards. The lashon of pasuk is Zeis Chukas HaTorah Shatziva Hashem Leimor Davam Neisol Vikalecha Paraduma, and then the Asiya doesn't say the word Asiya by Parah, but it's a Tzivu of Asiya, the parash of the dinim of a Paraduma discussed. So over there, the Tzivu is before Mi Tziva the Lefnei Asiya and Miluim also by Miluim it's Tziva Lefnei Asiya. It says the pasuk that we have over here. It says Kasha also by Yoyim Azeh Tziva Hashem Lechem Lasal Chaper Aleichem. And then it says afterwards, Vayas Aaron Avonov. So it's Tziva Lefnei Asiya. So Memele, you don't want to learn that Tziva Tziva is Yom Kippurim. Tziva Tziva is going on Pora. Because why? Because it's Tziva Lefnei Asiya. Just like by Pora it says the word Tziva and then the Mais Asiya was afterwards. So too by Miluim is Tziva Lefnei Asiya. Because by Miluim it says, clearly, Kasha also Yom is that Tziva Hashem Lasos. It says Lasos afterwards. Or Pshat is it says afterwards Vayasa Anabonov. Like Rashi Tosis. But the point is, it says I'll see you afterwards.
Well, what's rest? Don't see the two of all three.
What do you mean all three? Exer Shava ain't on a Don Me'atzmai. Exer Shava is not a Kavachoimah.
Don't learn Parah, learn Yom Kippur.
Right.
Ain't a Chaim. Wherever it says it means Pishah.
No, so ain't on a Don Exer Shava Me'atzmai. We have a Kabbalah that is a Limud of Tziva. That it's Megala in one place. Which place? So we wanted to say that it's going on what? It's on Parah and Mela, that's where everything works out.
Maybe it's going to
Yom Kippur and not Parah. That's going to be Tosis' whole cheshbon.
Why be Lafuke Parah? Wherever it says
Tosis says because it doesn't say Asiya by Parah. That's why. It doesn't say the word Asiya, just the Maisa, the Din. Tosis discusses this. It's not good to go through the Tosis because it's long Tosis with two different Pshatim. As a matter of fact, the Tosis Shonim even says a Chiddush that the Havmina was that Tziva, the Yom Kippurim, would require a Prisha after Yom Kippur, and Lechaper would tell me a Prisha before Yom Kippur. Major Chiddush Tais Hashanim. Do you need two Prishas? A Prisha before and a Prisha afterwards. What does it mean, a Prisha afterwards? What kind of the whole word of the Prisha is to Mekadosh the Kohen. What kind of Kiddush is after the Pasei? It's done. So there's a lot of Havana in the Psukim, but in the Pashas of the Etzim to the Shemaitz, the Gemara is saying, Tziva Tziva is maybe going Yom Kippur, and Purim is out of the equation. And we have a Kabbalah, only one Zerah Shavah. Tziva Yaskash Tziva Hashem is Moshe, don't Tziva Lefneasiyah, Mitziva Lefneasiyah. Vein don't Tziva La'achasiyah, Mitziva Lefneasiyah. So merely you can learn Yom Kippur, which is Tziva La'achasiyah, from Lefneasiyah. Yom Kippur is not a gay. Yom Kippur, the Tziva, is La'achasiyah. By Yom Kippur, it's written afterwards. Right? It says Tziva afterwards.
That means every korban tzibur that's brought, the kahanim would have a prisha 7 days. All the kahanim, 7 days. Because it says after all tzibur. So just like you're saying, tziva tziva is megala, that it's going on, we don't know which zeh shav, but we know there's a Kabbalah on a posuk, so maybe it's going on b'yoyim tzavoy says b'nei Yisrael.
But which zeh
shav? Zeh shav of tziva tziva. So maybe it's going on tzavoy says to tziva. You're saying it's not the exact same? That's what Gemara is going to say. Zog the Gemara, v'chsir b'yoyim tzavoy says b'nei Yisrael. Zog the Gemara, no. Donin tziva mitziva. Now the reason why Rashi is korban tzibur, the Ritva explains, is because since you're learning from Miluim, Miluim was a tzibur dika akrova. So who are then over here you want to compare it to korban tzibur? Dafka korban tzibur, which is similar to tziva tziva. Where are you learning it from? I lechayra, it's including the korban of iron, par of on the Isle of Iron, which is not tzibur. It's called tzibur because the avoida of iron was also letzarch tzibur. That's what Rishonim explained. It's called the tzibur. So that's what Rashi is carbon tzibur, because soon Rashi is going to change. Answer the Gemara. V'ayim mitzivah the carbonas. V'chsev b'yayim tzavoy says b'nei Yisrael. Don't tzivah mitzivah v'ayim don't tzivah tzavoy say. It's not a proper gzeres shavah. Tzivah tzavoy says nitzis al dezach. U'mayin af kamina, what's the difference? We know, after all, by Nigei Batim it says, famous Gemara, v'otana, d'vei b'shmol. V'shavah koin u'boah koin. When it comes to the bias, when it's the omad and it's loiposo, so the first week, the second week, you're not noted it right away. Rather, you're cholitz. Just like the first week, Zui Shiva Zui Bia, and we learn out just like the first week, it was Cholitz V'Koytz V'Tach. So to the second week, we compare Shav to Ba, even though it's a different word. So if a different word is a Gzer Shava, so how should Tziv and Tzavoy should not be Gzer Shava? V'Shava Koyne Bo Koyne Zui Shiva Zui Bia. Zok Di Gemara, no. Hani Milech De Leker De Domile. When you don't have something better to compare to, then V'Shava and Ba means the same thing. Then it's also good. When you have a question of tziva tziva versus tziva and tzavoysoy, so mainly you don't compare to tzavoysoy to karbonus, and karbonus is not going to be the limud that needs prisha because it's not doyma one to another. One is tziva, one is tzavoysoy. Zok di gemara lechaper. Now we're going back to the drosha. Lasois lechaper. Kasher tziva Hashem is Moshe. Lasois and lechaper. Las, as we said, is ma'aseh pora. Lechaper, as we said, is ma'aseh yom kippurim. L'chape elamaisi mikipurim. Frag the Gemara ve'eme kapora de korbonos. What's your raya that it's going on kapora de kipurim? Maybe kapora is going on a kapora of korbonos. Zok Rashi, which korbonos? Kegoin korbonos yochid. Dechsibe bekam mekoymes v'chipol of akoyen. So it's a Rashi's appella. The Rishash Bavorans. A second ago Rashi said korban tzibur, and here he says korban yochid. So the difference is that Achoyen explained is that the first Gemara was Tzavoyse, tzavoyse. That was tziva tziva. Tziva tziva we learn from miluim. From miluim, so it has to be like miluim. And miluim was a korban tzibur. So mela, that's why Rashi says that it has to be a korban tzibur, because that's the whole tziva tziva. I, by miluim, you also had elo shel aron, and elo shel aron l'chor is a korban yochid. So the Achronim explained that that's vita for the tzibur. It was an avodah l'tzorech tzibur. So mela, it's all considered a korban tzibur. So melu adin, we're saying, ema tzavo de korbonos, meaning korbonos tzibur. Mashenkin over here, the second Gemara, the Gemara is saying, Ve'ema kapora de karbonis. Kapora de karbonis, we're talking about the etzim kapora. The kapora of karbonis, it's written kapora of karbonis by korban yochid, v'chipol of akoyin. Yes, this pasuk is written by miluim, but it's referring to kapora of karbonis. The kapora that in the pasuk that it says, v'chiper, is referring to kapora of regular karbonis. Which one's korban yochid? Now, the Rishash says that this Rashi is lav dafka yochid, it means huadin tzibur. So mela, stam, it's not a diyek, because before it had to be tzibur, because you learned tziva tziva, and now it's even korban yochid. Kegon korban yochid, meaning besides korban tzibur, also korban yochid. That's what the Rishash learns, lav dafka.
Yochid. If that kapara is torn by Aaron, the first.
Okay, so very good. So then you're saying why it's going in Yochid. Actually, you're saying you're very good. You're saying Pshat in the second Rashi is because kapara is Yochid and Tziva Tziva is Tzibur.
Right,
very good.
Is excellent. Was,
very good.
He's
saying very good. He's saying if the Tziva Tziva is going on the Etzem Tziva Miluyim, which is the carbon Klaiso, that's like a Tziva Tzibur. Second Rashi, not like the Rashash that says Lavdavka, second Rashi is Yochid, because we're going on the Kapara of the Yochid, okay. And not the Kapara of Azazel. As you want to call it, okay? But they say that the iron is also called the Tzibur, okay? Because it's for the Tzibur, even Kabashan. But the point is, the Gemara's Kash is, Yom Kippur is out of the equation. Ve'em a Kapara de Karbonis. And for the Gemara, Miyadinon hey koyin misrame de boy leprisha. You don't know which koyin. There's a pious. If there's a pious going on, so then I don't know which koyin to be purish. All of them. So that's very complicated. Take guns. So that's what the Gemara's teretz in a second. But Akaponim right now the Gemara is saying you don't know which one that you're saying this koyin should be the pious. I don't know who it's going to be. They make a prisha. Now really the Gemara could have answered this before also, but the Gemara had a better teretz. The Gemara answered that tziva and tzavoisa is not the same. When we said tziva de karbonis, the aim of tziva de karbonis, we answered that B'yom Tzavoyse is not like Tziva Tziva. V'shova Bo is different. So we could have answered this, but we have a better text. But Akavonu, now we're answering, Miyadin Heikoin Misrame Deboi Leprisha. Zokma, why not? Amri, Alom Eloi, Niboi Leprisha Lekule Mishmeres Meisav. There were 24 Mishmores. They worked twice a year for a week. 24, 48 weeks. So there were, Shabbos and Yontif wasn't counted. So there were 24 Mishmores. So that whole week's Mishmer should have to have not 1 week of Avoida, a week and a week before of Prisha. So it works out. And for the Gemara, the reason why Kapara is not going Karbonis, but rather going on Yom Kippur, Don in Dovash a Kavur lois man. Yom Kippur is a Kavur dikis man, Asar betishrei. Mik Dovash a Kavur lois man, which is Miluim. Miluim is a Chosh Nissen. So in Mela we learn that Lechaper is going on Yom Kippur and not a Karbonis. The Gemara Kash maybe is going on Karbonis because you're looking for something that's Kavur lois man, something that's a set day, and not something that is Lafuke Karbonis, the Chol Yoyme Isnu.
Now there's a few ways to understand the Gemara's Teretz that we call Chol Yoyme Isnu means that it doesn't have a Kviyas Dikas man like we're saying now, Asar B'Tishrei. Now it doesn't mean only once a year because the Gemara is soon going to ask from the Golem, which is not once a year either. But the Gemara understands it's a Kviyas Dikas man. It's something that's on the calendar. It's a date on the calendar. It's Asar B'Tishrei. It's Shmir Lemiluim. It's Mashen Karbonis. It could be any day. It could be one day yes, one day not. Now really, what about Korban Tomit? That's every day too. So Shteto, according to this, Korban Tomit might be every day, but it's not Kavur Lizman because it's not Bo Mizman Lizman. We'll see soon, the Gemara is going to ask from Regolim. Regolim is Mizman Lizman. Or Yom Kippur or Miluim is at least once a year. But Tomit, which is every day, the biggest Kviyas, is also called not Kviyas Lizman because it's not Bo Mizman Lizman.
So the Gemara is saying that Kapora is not going on Korbanos, but rather it's going on Yom Kippurim because it has to be something that's Doimeli Miluim, that's Kavur Lizman, or at least Bomi Zman Lizman. Now the question is, that Mefarshim explained, Pora is learned that from Lasois. And Pora, according to this, is not Doimele Miluim either. It's not Bomi Zman Lizman, and it's not Kavur Lizman. So the answer to that is, that if you're saying it's unlike Tomid, because at least it's not every single day. Tomid is every single day. That's not called Kavur Lizman. It's every single day. It's not Bomi Zman Lizman. Pora is not every day. That's already the Mila, that it's not every day. So it's like Bomi Zman Lizman.
So very good. It's going in Yom Kippur. Lechap is Yom Kippur. Why? Because that's like Miluim. It's something that is Kavur Lizman. Frek de Gemara, I'll tell you something else Kavur Lizman. Like we're saying, Mizman Lizman, it's on the calendar. Ve'emer Golim. Maybe Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. We'll see Shavuos going to start later. But the Kapponim, now Pesach and Sukkos, you have to have a priesthood 7 days before the Kapponim of Pesach and Sukkos.
So the Siach Yitzchak explains, he says, this is goof what the Gemara is saying now, the difference between, let's say, a Korban Tomid and Regolim, is Regolim is taka comes Mizman Lizman. Mashen Korban Tomid is not called Mizman Lizman because it's every single day. So Mela, let it go on the Chaper, let it go on Korbanos Regolim, which are taka Mizman Lizman. And that's called Kviyas Lizman. Now, Enoch Rami, it's not like exactly like Milum where it's one. The Gemara is going to discuss that. It's three, but a koponim, it's something that's mizman lezman, which is called kavur lezman, lafuke tomid, which is not called kavir lezman. Now, in addition, the Gemara before, when he said korbanos, it wasn't mistaver that all the kahanim in the world would have to have a prisha. Like the Gemara says, lo yedine hei koin misramen. And that the Gemara answered, no, it let it just be the mishmer beis av.
Now by regolim, there were no mishmoris, because regolim, only in the weekday were mishmoris. So why is it not shver that it should be all the kahanim in the world? The teretz is, because in regolim, it's only negated kahanim of the regolim. So those taka would have to have a prisha, and that would be the pshat now. They all would have to have a prisha. And for the Gemara, donin dovish enoik pam achas b'shona. Oh, here the Gemara says clearly, pam achas b'shona yom kippah. We don't enoik pam achas b'shona, miluim. Miluim is once a year. La fuke regolim de la pam achas b'shona ninu. It's not once a year. Regolim is three times a year. Frag the Gemara, so drop regolim. Take one of the regolim, pick your choice, Pesach, Sukkos, and that regal should have to require prisha 7 days for the kohen. Ve'em regal echod, so pick one of them. Zogma v'chitem lo yadin hem inai, we don't know which regal to pick. Ichag matzahs, so what's the mile in matzahs in Pesach? Hoyl u'posach b'yakos of tchila. Zog Rashi, ichag matzahs, kloyma yesh choloyma shal chag matzahs nemar, it should be going, there's a tzvor to say that matzahs should be the one from the one that you're picking that should require prisha. It's Rishon Hula Chodesh Hashana. The pasuk says Achayish Azelochem Rosh Chodoshim. So Nissan is always the first. So the first regal mentioned is always Pesach. Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos. So maybe that should be the one. On the other hand, no, maybe it means Sukkos. So since we don't know, so mainly we can't pick one because we don't know which one is the one that's better to pick. Zok the Gemara, Ichag Sukkos. If you're going to pick Sukkos, Hoyle Merubah Mitzvah Yisoy. There's Merubah Mitzvah. Zogt Rashi. What's Merubah Mitzvah? Zogt Rashi. Hoyle Pasuk B'Tchilah B'Chamogim. Hoyle Chag HaSukkos. Hoyle Merubah Mitzvah Yisoy. What's the Mitzvah? Sukkah, Lulav, Arova, Nizchamayim. Rashi picks four Mitzvahs in Sukkah, and that's why it's called Merubah Mitzvah. The Pella is that Pesach is no lack of Mitzvahs. The Goyen makes a Cheshman 64 Mitzvahs by the Seder. That's the Rabbonans. But even not the Rabbonans. But in the rices itself, there's no lack of mitzvahs. We're talking about bezman mitzvahs. We're talking about prisha. We're talking about prisha for the korbanos. So there's matzah is the rice of a shteitz. There's mor is the rice. Sipritz is mitzrayim. Korban pesach bezman mikdash. Hakrovas oimer. There's so many mitzvahs. Is lav dafka less than sukkah. So it's tickle shver. Now even the ones that Rashi does mention, the Sfasemis asks, what does sukkah? Why is sukkah relevant to the korbanos and to prisha?
Not negated to the base of mikdash. Bishlem and lulav is negated to the base of mikdash. Lulav and Arova, but and Nizchamayim is Taka Beis Hamikdash. But what does Sukkah come into the picture? But Kabbonim, Rebu Mitzvahs, we count even things that are not relevant to the Mikdash at all. Sukkah,
especially Sukkah, is not shaykh to the Mikdash because there's a whole discussion in the Achronim. How did the Kahanim eat Menachas in the Mikdash? Because Lemaisa, you can't build a structure in the Mikdash. You couldn't build a Sukkah. So that's Shtikl Shver. Why does Rashi mention Sukkah? In addition, why do we say that Sukkah is Rebu Mitzvahs the Chayyim Pesach too?
Different mitzvahs. Pesach, all 64 mitzvahs are all totally on Yitzhak and Israel. Sukkah, a rabbi had not hotness with the sukkah. Different types of mitzvahs.
Different types of mitzvahs, different reasons. One is besukkah of Shafti, one is Nizchamayim.
Totally independent mitzvahs.
Very good. So again, so Ichag HaSukkah, so Merubah Mitzvahs, but Kapodim, we don't know. There's a mile in Pesach, because it's Rishon, there's a mile in Sukkahs. Enter the Gemara. Elo, donin prisha shiva liyoyim echod. That means 7 days of prisha before miluim for 1 day. We're learning from Yom Kippurim is 1 day, 7 day separation for 1 day avoda. Mi prisha shiva liyoyim echod. Miluim is also 1 day. Why is it 1 day? The day of miluim, that 1 day. Shchoris Nissan. Now the Rishash Bavarns, what do you mean? Miluim is for kunas oilim, the moishach the koyin for the ganze leben. That's for klaisol. It's more than 1 day. The Teretz says the korban, the Isle of Iron was 1 day thing. So it's taka shiva liyoyim echod. The end on the prisha shiva l'shiva, mashenke pesach and shvuos, pesach and sukkos amin is 7 days. The prisha before is chisar and it's for seven. It's not shiva l'echod. And Achronim explained because the prisha is ultimately not shayach for the second day because the second day did not have a prisha before. You can't have 7 days before. Day number one to day number two, there was no prisha. It was yontif. Prisha means you're removed. So it can't be that. So it's prisha l'shiva. Shiva l'shiva is not the same as shiva l'echod. Zog the Morgen, we ain't on the Prisha Shiva L'Shiva, meaning Sukkos and Pesach, mi Prisha Shiva L'Yamech from Miluim. Frag the Morgen, I find you by Sukkos, you have a Prisha L'Yamech, the Shaykh, the Eim HaShmini, maybe it's going a Shmini Atzeres, the Prisha Shiva L'Yamech, 7 day separation for 1 day Shmini Atzeres. And for the Morgen, no, Don in Dovash ain't Kedusha L'Fonov, Yom Kippur has no Kedusha L'Fonov. Before I saw it made Tshuva, but it's not Kedusha L'Fonov. Mi Dovash ain't Kedusha L'Fonov, Miluim there's no Kedusha L'Fonov by the Shiva Yimei Miluim. Ve'ein dovash yesh kedusha l'fonov, mashenge shmir atzeres has sukkos before it, midovash ein kedusha, dovash yesh kedusha l'fonov, midovash ein kedusha for miluim. So you can't say it's going to shmir atzeres has kedusha l'fonov, mashenge miluim does not. So rather, what is it? It's Yom Kippur, which is ein kedusha l'fonov for miluim. Zog the Gemara, v'laf kal v'choymu. Hash to dove shen kedusha lefonov boi prisha, madach miluim. That do not have kedusha lefonov. Need a prisha. So dove shen kedusha lefonov, shemini ateret, which has a kedusha lefonov, has 7 days of sukkahs. So like kol shekein, it needs a prisha. That means the heiliger you are, the more kodesh that it's in the days of kedusha lefonov, for sure needs a prisha. You can say it's for a fakeret. You only need a prisha because you're coming from choil. But if you're coming from kodesh, you're coming from a high elevated status, so maybe you don't need prisha. But the Gemara doesn't say that's for it. The Gemara says a kal v'chomer. If you need prisha from something that doesn't have kedusha lefonov, for sure you should need prisha by shemini ateret. So back to the kasha. How do you know it's going on Yom Kippur? How do you know that kapora it's going on Yom Kippur? Maybe it's going on Shmini Atzeres as Karbonos. The pasuk says kasha also by Yom Hazeh. Hazeh means kozer. That's like miluim. Like miluim means exactly like miluim. Meaning kozer. The hainu that it's not going to be somebody that tushla fonav. You can have a kavu chomer. But Haim Bismorgan, you tell me a kol shekein it needs prisha. Obis nish kaze. It says hazeh. So mele vibalt, it's not kaze. So mele can be gong shmini atzeres. Zog di gemore. Ravashi omar, tzveite teretz. Mi ikka mire di ikka regalo boi prisha. Sukkos, you're saying now, lo oilem doesn't need prisha. What's sukkos? Sukkos doesn't need prisha. And sukkos di ikka. V'tofel di dosh, shmini atzeres is a tofel to sukkos. Shmini atzeres is a tofel to sukkos. I was going to say soon why it's a tofel, but Akoponim, it's a tofel to sukkos. So boy, prisha. So you're going to tell me he needs a prisha. So how could it be Shmini Atzeres need a prisha and sukkos does not? Meaning you make a shachiyonu, it's a regal b'fnei atzmai like we do. We pass and you make a regal b'fnei atzmai. It doesn't mean it's a regal b'fnei atzmai that it's an ikar on its own. It's hanimi l'inyim pazar keshav. They got a specific dinim of pazar keshav. We'll see soon what that is tomorrow's omid. Avelin tashlumin lo'olam it's tashlumin derishon, meaning that if a person did not bring the korban chagiga, every yontif you bring aliyah a korban aliyah, korban chagiga. If you didn't bring it on sukkahs, you can bring it a hashloma on shmini atzeres. Now, if shmini atzeres is a regal b'fnei atzmoi, you can't bring a hashloma on Hanukkah. It has to be that regal. So we see shmini atzeres, even if it's separate, it's a regal b'fnei atzmoi. That's a gabi pesach keshav. But the gabi the etzim din hashloma, it's a tofel to the ikar. So it can't be that Shmini Atzeres needs prisha and sukkahs not. So Memelo, the maskone is that it means kapora is going on Yom Kippur, lasis is going on Maisapora, it's not going on, kapora is not going on Karbonos, not on Regal, not on Pesach, not on sukkahs, not on Shmini Atzeres, even though you have kavu chomers, is because of the reasons that the Gemara gave, and it can't be that a tofel would have prisha and an ikar would not. Meaning sukkahs, the tofel doesn't have prisha like we made the cheshbon, that we don't have prisha of shiva l'shiva. That's be doim l'miluim shiva l'echod. So if sukkahs doesn't have, which is the ikka, so it can't be that the tofel shmini atzeres, which is tofel to sukkahs, would have a dim prisha. So it comes out there's two terutzim on the Gemara's kasha of eima shmini that maybe should go on shmini atzeres. One teretz is not comparable to miluim because it's kedusha lefonov, and the Gemara had a kasha that kal v'chomer hashad dovish and kedusha lefonov meets prisha, so kedusha lefonov. Where there is kedusha lefonov, for sure should need prisha. So now the Gemara answers hazeksiv. So since it's not doim to miluim, and because it has kedusha lefonov, so shmini atzeres cannot require prisha because it's kedusha lefonov. And the second teretz is Rav Ashi's teretz that it can't be that shmini atzeres would require prisha if the ikar regel doesn't have prisha. So kol shekein shmini atzeres would not. Now the bottom teretz bavarns on the first teretz of the Gemara, where the Gemara said at the end, the Gemara said because hazeh and it's not doim, it has to be totally like miluim. And Shmini Atzeres is not like Miluim because it's Kedusha Lefonov, even if you have a Kavu Chomer. But Tosis Bavarns, on the Tzad of Donin Dovash and Kedusha Lefonov, meaning Dafka Yom Kippur, which doesn't have a Kedusha Lefonov, is compared to Miluim, La'afuki Shmini Atzeres, which has a Kedusha Lefonov, Zok Tosis, what do you mean? Yom Kippur has a Kedusha Lefonov too. Avagav the Shabbos Lefonov who? So Zok Tosis, Loika Choshev, that's not called the Kedusha Lefonov. Eloka Choshev Yontif, something that's Kedusha Lefonov is only Yontif, the Toli Bebezdin. Av kedusha Shabbos kriva kaima, that's not kedusha lefonov. And then Tosfos says v'idi v'idi es kedusha Shabbos lefonov. That means everything has kedusha Shabbos lefonov. Sai miluim and sai yom kippurim. So either way, you can't say that yom kippur is different than miluim because they both have kedusha lefonov. So the Rami saw the Netziv Bavarns, what's the Havmina? We didn't realize that Shabbos has Kedush Lefonov by both of them, by Miluim and by Yom Kippur. What's the Tzad that would be a difference? Everything has Shabbos Lefonov. Every week has a Shabbos Lefonov. So he explains that the Gemara's Havmina was that Fakert,
maybe learn it from Shmini Atzeres from Miluim, because Shmini Atzeres has Kedush Lefonov, Miluim also has Kedush Lefonov. Why? Because since Miluim, the original Miluim, the Gemara on Shabbos says, on Pei Zayin, that Oysa Yoim was Echad B'Shabbos, so it was Dafka with the Kedusha Shabbos Lefonov. So maybe learn Shmini Atzeres, which has Kedush Lefonov. And then we differentiate. No, Shabbos is Kviva Kaima. It's not called the regular Kedusha Lefonov. But the Hamini explains is Dafka to learn Shmini Atzeres because it's similar to Miluim, the original Miluim, which was Taka Yom Echad, was on a Sunday, so it's Taka Kedusha Lefonov. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the Amud. We'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.